KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the stage is set for the final day of the high school basketball season here in Iowa. The state championship games will all be held today in Des Moines. Yesterday in the semifinals of Class 2A, top seed Boyden Hall advanced 77-66 over Applington Parkersburg, and number 2 seed Western Christian beat Des Moines Christian 56-47. In the 3A semis, it was top seed Ballard over Davenport Assumption 74-65, and second seeded Pella beating Sergeant Bluff Luton 46-32. In the 4A semis, number 4 seed Johnston knocks off top-seeded Cedar Falls 64-51, and two-seeded Waukee, a winner over Ames 71-36. So your title game matchups look like this today at noon. The 1A title game has top-seed North Lynn facing 7th-seeded Montezuma. The 2A championship game at 2:30 this afternoon has top-seed Boyden Hall facing 2nd-seeded Western Christian. In Class 3A championship game this afternoon at 5 o'clock, it's top-seeded Ballard facing number 2 seed Pella. And in the 4A title game coming up tonight at 7:30, number 2 seed Waukee faces 4th seeded Johnston. All those games coming up in Des Moines. Well, the Pride of Iowa Conference announced its boys basketball all-conference teams, and among the first team selections are 4 unanimous picks. Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley is among them. He's joined by Trey Baker and Jack Franey of Martinsdale St. Mary's and Jackson Frost of Mount Air. Other first team picks include Eric Trujillo of Mount Air, Matt Booth of Central Decatur, and Keaton England of Lenox. Second team selections include Avery Philippi of Nottoway Valley and Southwest Valley's Tucker Teepole. Also honorable mention picks include Owen Lucas of Bedford, also Chase Johnston of Lenox, honorable mention pick, along with Mason Menefee of Nottoway Valley and Blaine Vantiger of Southwest Valley. In college basketball news, Ohio State ended a 4-game losing streak and advanced to the Big Ten semifinals as Dwayne Washington Jr. and Justice Suing each had 16 points, and the 9th-ranked Buckeyes fended off Minnesota's late charge to win 79-75. Also in the Big Ten, 6-seeded Wisconsin made a stop on the last play to escape with a 75-74 win over number 11-seed Penn State. Also, it was Maryland dominating Michigan State in the second half in a 68-57 win, and Rutgers knocked out Indiana 61-50. The 5th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes will play Wisconsin tonight in the quarterfinal round of the Big Ten tourney. 4 of the teams remaining are ranked in the top 9 in the latest AP poll.
Veteran guys across the board, great teams top to bottom. It's pretty simple. No other conference comes close when you look at the quality of the teams top to bottom. You know, there's a lot of turnover on a lot of teams, and we've had our guys come back, and it's been fun to watch. It's fun to be a part of.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Wisconsin advanced with that 75-74 win over Penn State yesterday. As the 3rd seed, the Hawkeyes received a double bye in the tourney. Senior center Luca Garza says there's plenty on the line, even though the Hawkeyes appear headed for a 2 seed in the NCAA tournament.
We're playing for a Big Ten championship. You know, that's been one of our goals. For a very long time since I got here to the University of Iowa, and obviously, you know, this whole year with coming back, it was one of the things that was forefront of my mind was to try to bring a Big Ten championship to Iowa City.
Well, the Hawkeyes survived a hard-fought 77-73 win over the Badgers last Sunday. Iowa sophomore guard C.J. Frederick talks about the matchup.
I mean, they're a really good team. They're physical. Like you saw in the last game, it was a really good game. They're a physical team. They run really good offense, and they make you work. Defensively.
We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. It's a set time for 8 o'clock this evening, and we'll be on the air at 7 o'clock with the pregame show this evening, Iowa and Wisconsin. Well, second-ranked Baylor and number 12 Oklahoma State both survived close calls before earning the right to square off in the Big 12 semis. The Bears advanced, holding off Kansas State 74-68. The Cowboys escaped with a 72-69 win over number 10 West Virginia. Also in the Big 12 yesterday, 11th-ranked Kansas held on after blowing most of a 20-point halftime lead, beating number 25 Oklahoma 69-62. And number 13 Texas rallied in the closing minutes to beat number 20 Texas Tech 67-66. In the Big East tournament, the top seed is done. Dante Harris capped his 18-point performance by hitting 2 free throws with 4 seconds left to give Georgetown a 72-71 win against Villanova. Those foul shots capped a perfect game from the line for the Hoyas. They were 23 of 23, and they're the first team to shoot 100% on at least 20 attempts in tournament history. Elsewhere in the Big East tournament, with Coach Greg McDermott back on the bench after a 1-game suspension, number 17 Creighton cruised into the semifinals with an 87-56 win against Butler. as Damian Jefferson had 11 points in the first 8 minutes, and Marcus Zagorowski led the Blue Jays with 18 points. Also, Seton Hall beat St. John 77-69, and UConn was the winner. They beat DePaul 94-60. In the ACC tournament, Duke's run is over, ended by the pandemic. The Blue Devils pulled out of the event because of a positive coronavirus test and the resulting quarantining and contact tracing. The ACC announced that Duke's game with Florida State was canceled, allowing the Seminoles to advance. It also put the Blue Devils' streak of 24 consecutive NCAA tournaments in jeopardy. Also in ACC quarterfinal round play, number 16 Virginia beat Syracuse 72-69. It was North Carolina beating number 22 Virginia Tech 81-73, and Georgia Tech over Miami 70-66. In the SEC tournament, Kentucky's men's basketball season is over. The Wildcats finished the record of 9-16 as they dropped a 74-73 decision to Mississippi State in the second round of the SEC tourney. Also, Mississippi beat South Carolina 76-59, Missouri down Georgia 73-70, Florida held off Vanderbilt 69-63. Well, the wait is almost over for the Drake basketball team. They'll find out Sunday if they'll be part of the NCAA tournament. The Bulldogs are 25-4, but they need an at-large bid after losing to Loyola in the championship game of the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. Here's junior guard Garrett Sturts.
You know, I think our chances are very high. You know, we've been, you know, we've just kind of been waiting this week until Sunday to see if we get selected. But, you know, we're very optimistic and really think that we have a good chance of making it.
It's been a longer wait for selection Sunday.
We had our tournament a week ago, so this week, you know, you just keep, you know, working, keeping up in the weight room and on the practice floor, just waiting for your time. But you can get a little impatient just waiting for Sunday.
Sturt says getting selected would fulfill a dream.
It's what every basketball player growing up wanting to play college ball wanted to play, and to be this close, It's almost kind of shocking, you know. I can't believe that, you know, I'm this close to actually playing in the NCAA tournament, something that I've always wanted to do when I was growing up.
The Bulldogs haven't been to the tournament since 2008. Well, Gabby Marshall had a career-high 27 points, including 7 of 11 from three-point range, as the Iowa Hawkeye women upset third-seeded Rutgers 73-62 last night at the Big Ten tournament. Here's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter.
She had some great looks, and her teammates found her. And that's what you want. You know, I think, you know, when somebody has the hot hand, you hunt for them, and you find them in those situations. And I thought our team did a really nice job of just locating her and getting her the ball.
The Hawkeyes play 7th-seed Michigan State in today's semifinals. The Spartans stunned 2nd-seed Indiana in the quarterfinals.
And now we're playing somebody, Michigan State, that's had to play 3 games in 3 days just like us versus Indiana, who would have only had to play the 1 game. So, you know, I think that's a big advantage, you know, not either to one team, but it's not a disadvantage anymore like it was.
We'll have that game for you this afternoon. 3 o'clock is the pregame start time. 3:30 is tip time on that contest. Iowa facing off against Michigan State in the women's Big Ten tournament. The Iowa State women take the 4th seed into today's quarterfinal round at the Big 12 tournament with a game against 5th-seeded Texas. The Longhorns were the only team to sweep the Cyclones during the regular season, and ISU coach Bill Fennelly says his team has to do a better job on the glass in handling the Texas pressure.
Offensively, we scored 59 in both games. Our shot attempts were down. Our free throw attempts were down. But I think just the idea of you know, playing against that kind of pressure defense, it's the only team in the league that does it, and it's hard to simulate in practice.
Fennelly says the Texas full court pressure is difficult to prepare for. Iowa wrestler Spencer Lee will take advantage of an added year of eligibility and return for a 5th season with the Hawkeyes. The two-time national champ is 7-0 and top ranked at 125 pounds heading into next week's NCAA championships in St. Louis. He says he's looking forward to competing another year with his teammates.
I think I owe it to him, and I want to be a 4-time national champ, but right now I got to be 3, so we're worried about that right now. But so no questions about 4-timers. I won't answer it. 3-time right now, and then come back and be with my team, win another national title as a team as well, because we're going to win this year.
The Olympic trials begin April 2nd in Fort Worth, Texas, but for now, Lee is focused on the NCAA championships. That's Check of Sports here this morning.